I want you to join me and our entire family for a one-time historic event. On Tuesday night, October 6th through Saturday, October the 10th, Pam and I will host our 50th anniversary of ministry in Cleveland, Tennessee. This is our homecoming event. I have 5 new messages, including a major prophetic update. Special morning speakers are going to be John Brevere, Mario Morello, and Dr. Tim Hill. Lyndall Cooley will be leading us in worship. But listen to this. You're going to enjoy some of the best gospel music on the planet. Southbound is coming. Lee University Campus Choir, Old Tradition from Kentucky, Brian Free and Assurance, and many others. And don't forget Pam's Fall Festival on Saturday afternoon. It's fun. It's fellowship. It's food. It's fantastic. Now, the event is free to attend. However, you must register at perrystone.org. Do it today. Social media has finally caught up with what I have been preaching for between 30 to 40 years. I really want you to hear this, but I want you to see some pictures as well. I'm going to say something that's very important that many of you do not understand in the sense of understanding the background of my ministry, especially if you've just been started watching Manifest or maybe you've caught us on social media. So you don't know the history of the ministry of 50 years of ministry this year. Let me go back to my dad. My dad, when he was a young man, he was called to preach in the late 1940s, had a dream. He was in heaven. There was a massive library and he saw a book. It was huge. And it said, The Prophecies of Jesus, Volume 1 and Volume 2. And he went to grab that book. This was a dream he had at night. And the Lord said, that book is not for you. And he went to a book right beside it that said, The Mighty Acts and Words of Jesus. And when he pulled that book out and opened it, he said, the only way for me to describe it is it looked like black and white pictures. Then it told the story of the miracle that Jesus did. Every miracle Jesus did was documented in this heavenly library where Dad was. Before my dad passed away, I had heard him tell that story before about the books. And he said, Perry, I never knew that I would have a son that would eventually be a minister of the gospel. And he said, the prophecy book was for you. You were to preach the prophecies of Jesus. And that's why the Lord never led me in that direction. He led me into the miracles of Jesus and the preaching of faith. All right. Since 1976, I have been in full-time ministry for 50 years as of the year 2026. I'm a fourth-generation minister. Our ministry history goes back to the 1930s and the 1940s, and all the ministers were originally from the state of West Virginia. In 1985, however, I took my first trip to Israel, and I came back and I began to report what I saw prophetically. The next year, I went and took a person with me that made slide pictures. Some of you don't even know what that is, younger ones. And we took a slide projector every Saturday night and did a prophecy night. And we did this year after year. Actually, from 1992 to 1999, we would show people where prophecies was fulfilled in Israel. And we documented it by pictures they could see. I never will forget the crowds were standing room only. People were sitting in chairs in the lobby because at that particular time, there wasn't a lot of preachers just showing the prophecies. There was Hal Lindsey, Grant Jeffrey later wrote books. Jack Van Impe. But God began to put prophecy in my heart. And he began to put prophecy in my spirit. And so from those events, Saturday night prophetic messages in churches. I then began to go on television and preach it. We began to produce videos. We offered the videos during Christian telethons, and that later led to building a studio and having a Manifest telecast for 26 years. Now, in the 1980s and the 1990s, I went to the Holy Land. I went to Israel, and this is where all of this started. And I'm going to go through seven things, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on all of them, but everybody who's known my ministry for, let's say, 40 years or longer will totally be aware of everything I'm saying. In 1984, I heard a man from the Institute of Judaic Christian Research talk about looking for the kalil, which was the last container of the last red heifer that was burnt before the destruction of the temple. And he talked about the ashes of the red heifer. And I took that information, researched it myself, and began to teach on the necessity of the ashes of the red heifer as it relates to purification if the Jewish people ever built a temple. And I did all the study on it. And I started preaching that in 1984, 42 years ago. Then in 1985, on an Israel tour, my guide Gideon Shore began to, he gave me a huge map. It's huge. We have it somewhere in the office, where his brother-in-law from Tel Aviv, who has a PhD from Berkeley University, helped discover all the earthquake fault lines in Israel. And there was an earthquake fault line that runs across the Mount of Olives. To this day, there's no one builds a building there because it's too unstable. And I tied that into the scriptures of Zechariah, where the Mount of Olives would split in half when Jesus would return. And that became a part of my prophetic study and teaching in churches. Then we talked about the rebuilding of the temple based on three New Testament scriptures. The fault line, by the way, I taught it 41 years ago, 38 years ago, 1988. We're teaching about this and people are saying, I don't know, you know, I don't know if there's going to be a temple. And then Time Magazine does an article about it and even mentions the necessity of the red heifer. So all this starts coming out. Then in 1992, I met with a girl from Persia, Iran, and she began to share with me about the 12th Imam, or the person that the Muslims call Al-Mahdi, the Mahdi, the last Islamic leader. And based on Revelation 13, I began to teach in 1992. I wrote a book called Unleashing the Beast. Out of that came a book called The Eighth Kingdom, of which I documented why that there would be a radical Muslim in the future that would become the Antichrist of Bible prophecy. So this was taught, the 12th Imam was taught 34 years ago at the time I'm taping this for you. Then we found out 37 years ago that the Dead Sea was drying up and it was forming two seas, and all of this was in a prophecy in the book of Ezekiel. So I came back with satellite pictures and maps, and I began to teach that during our prophecy events 37 years ago. Then Isaiah 35 in 1988, we were taken to a place called the Arava, and the Arava is where the desert is blossoming like a rose. So what is that, 37 years ago, I think, we began to document the water coming up, the pool of water, the reeds, the rushes, right in the area where the prophet Isaiah predicted this was going to happen. And all of this is very prophetic, by the way. I'm just giving you the highlights. Then we talked about in 1991 meeting with Rabbi Yehuda Getz, who told us where the Ark of the Covenant was hidden. Okay, now I've gone through about, I think I listed here about seven things. Now that was, by the way, the last one was 1991. Here's what is so funny about this. I remember preaching on like the ashes of the red heifer, and I took a beating from people who did not understand what I was preaching on and criticized it. And my own son said, Dad, you were like 20, 25 years ahead of time on some of this stuff, sharing it with people. But at the time, nobody heard about it. It wasn't on national news. There was no social media. So people just did not accept it as well as they do today. Here's what's funny. Now, I've got to say this because it's really funny. For about the past year to 2 years, there are individuals that have big social media platforms, and they have been teaching on the ashes of the red heifer. They have been teaching on the fault line. I just saw the other day where a man did the whole study, and it's a study that we came up with in the 80s, and he did that whole study and showed the pictures of the Dead Sea drying up and gave the scriptures. I've seen people take everything that we have taught over the past 40 years at least, and now they're teaching it on social media. And what's funny, and I gotta say this is funny, is we will get calls from people, we will get calls, emails, and they will say, has Perry heard of the ashes of the red heifer? You've got to listen to so-and-so. He's got hundreds of thousands of views. This is a new revelation, new insight, and everything they're calling new, I taught it years ago, but I didn't have a TV program. I put the articles in the magazine. I've taught it in churches, and we did not have social media the way we have it now, and YouTube channels and all these other ways of getting the information out. And so I want you to know that I have been dealing with prophecy in detail since 1984, and what triggered me to do it and to document these things was going to Israel on the Holy Land tours, which I've been there, I don't even know, I would have been there 40 times now. And we go and we get this information and we learn it, and we've come back, and now that we have a TV program for 26 years, we've been able from time to time to share with you. In fact, we did a two-part DVD called 30 Prophecies Fulfilled. It actually was since 1948, and there's 30 prophecies that have been fulfilled, and you can order that from our ministry, 30 Prophecies Fulfilled, and it's DVD, and you'll love it, and we show you all the pictures to document it. Now, here's what I want to say to you. I give God the glory that He's allowed me in this generation to be a generational voice to my generation to share with them what God is doing in the earth, especially as it relates to everything I just named for you, is connected with the nation of Israel. And we wrote books on the 12th Imam. We wrote books on the Mahdi in 1992, 1993. So this is not something new. This is something that we've been teaching. I remember back about in the 90s when I was preaching the God's News Behind the News conference, a great prophetic conference with Ray Brubaker, who was alive at that time. And there was 20, sometimes 20 prophecy preachers there. So I remember the first time that I got up and taught on the 12th Imam, and I showed the 7-year covenant. He will come on a white horse. He will behead people who don't accept him. And all of this is teaching in the Islamic world. But when I start teaching it, everybody at that time was teaching that the Antichrist was a Jew from the tribe of Dan. There wasn't one that believed anything I was saying. And now it's taken a lot of years and a lot of beatings from people, and a lot of criticism from people. And now the majority of men that I know who are in the prophetic totally agree and teach those particular things, that they fit in with the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel, and certainly they do. And again, we have a book called Unleashing the Beast. If you've never read it, you need to go ahead and order it from the ministry. Go to perrystone.org. Now, here's something that I want to tell you. I believe, because as I said, in the early 1990s, there were approximately, I guess if we total them all up, 20 to 24 ministers. You had J.R. Church, you had Grant Jeffrey, you had Hal Lindsey, you had Jack Van Impe, you had, and I don't want to start naming them, but there were so many. And they were all preaching prophecy. Joe Vancouver, you know, Ray Brubaker. I mean, the list goes on and on. Some of them, about half of them were Baptist ministers. The other half were either charismatic or Pentecostal ministers. But man, everybody got along great. And the Baptist folks were in the crowd. And they still do that in my meetings. The Baptist folks are in the crowd, the Pentecostals, the charismatics, the Methodists. There were some Catholic folks from New England that were there. Everybody was loving it. Everybody was learning. Everybody was getting along just great. But I've been doing this now for 50 years. And I went to the NRB, which is the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and with Destiny Images, one of our publishers, we were able to do a number of interviews. Some of you have seen those on social media. But I had men calling me the granddaddy of prophecy. And I'm thinking, me that. I don't want to be. They called Hal Lindsey that. Hal Lindsey's gone to be with the Lord. And I guess they've got to have replacement. But the reason they did it is all these men had followed our ministry for 40 years. And they remembered, most of them did remember in the earlier days learning these things. And so first of all, let me give God the glory. I'm not pointing to myself. We're not boasting here. We're saying that God Himself called me to preach as part of my ministry, my evangelistic ministry, prophecy, and to show the people firsthand where these things are happening. And we've been doing it since 1984. Now, you are given as a minister, and I'm going to say this, and this is really true, you're giving 40 to 60 years on an average to reach your generation. So I have been doing ministry, evangelistic ministry, for 50 years. Now, here's what I want to tell you. There are some prophetic triggers on the horizon. And I've preached this enough, studied the word enough, prayed enough to know these are going to be very significant. Now, the first trigger that really showed us that we were in the time of the end. It's Matthew 24, where it says there's going to be pestilences in different places. Now, if you take that word pestilence and add it into what the Old Testament said, pestilence there in the Old Testament usually referred to locust invasions that would eat the plants and the people didn't have a food supply. But that word pestilence in our time alludes to viruses, diseases, or things that will attack a person and can lead to death or lead to destruction. So COVID shut down the entire world, and the only other time the world was shut down to that level was the days of Noah when the flood came. And I've taught that before, and many of you heard me. Now, AI, man, AI, I think people have no idea, starting in next year when all these AI centers are built, what is about to happen in the United States. And this is not a message on AI, but it definitely is the beast system. And there are men out there who have been involved with this who know enough about the Bible growing up, or they have been actually listening to ministers who preach prophecy, and they're realizing what they have developed will be overtaken by a nation or by one man who will put it under his power. And that appears to be what will happen in Revelation chapter 13. So this system that's being early developed, and by the way, not all AI is bad. You can create things. It can speed things up. You can find information. You can search stuff and it'll give you that search engine. So not all of it's bad, but the way it will be used in the hands of people in the future, especially the Antichrist and the false prophet and his kingdom, to issue a mark or a number or a name that you can't buy or sell without it. All this is going to tie into the computers and everything that's coming in the future and all these centers that are going to be built. And so actually my son was really complaining about this, being 35, 36 years of age and having three small children. Dad, what am I supposed to do as this begins to emerge? I said, son, there's nothing you can do. Now, people can delay it. People can raise up in states and go to the governor or their senator and delay it from happening. But eventually, when the older people die, when the patriots and the Christians die off, then the next generation, they ain't got a clue. They have no Bible knowledge, very little Bible knowledge, very little clue of what's going to happen. So they're going to accept it. They're going to think it's cool to have a chip in your hand and be able to buy and sell. Then the UF files that were released, no one expected that to come like 4 or 5 years ago. People talked about it kind of in dark corners and behind the scenes, and you were considered a nut if you talked about it. But what I'm saying to you is that is stirred up the signs of the heaven that the Bible has talked about and predicted that were going to take place at the time of the end. There'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and great and fearful signs where there be from heaven. All that's part of this. So here's what I want to say. The one thing that we often miss, and the one thing that we often pay little attention to, is something called the death of the righteous, how that righteous people are passing away. I want to just say this so that you'll understand what I'm going to say. In 1991, Hal Lindsey, let's say in the 1970s, Hal Lindsey wrote a book, and it was called The Late Great Planet Earth. And when he wrote this book, I think there were 16 to 17 million copies of this book sold. Now, this is why he was really recognized as the father of modern day prophecy teaching. You know, men would preach on the coming of the Lord. Some would preach on the rapture. Some would preach on the tribulation. But there was a healing revival. There's charismatic renewal. All that was about the gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So there wasn't a lot of prophecy preaching. Hal Lindsey reintroduced the prophetic message of the coming of the Lord, not only to the United States, but to the world. Then after that, you begin to see men raised up that God had gifted to explain the prophecies of the Bible and teach them and share those with people. Now, in about the year 2000, there were 25 men. I could count about 25 because I was a part of that group preaching prophecy. Now, in 2026, where I am right now, about 20 out of 25 of those ministers have gone to be with the Lord. There are only at this time about, and I'm not going to name them because some people would say, well, you forgot this one or that one, but there's only about 7 men, most of them from the United States, who focus deep and heavy on biblical prophecy, Old Testament, New Testament prophecy, the coming of the Lord, what's going to happen in the future. And so we are seeing something happen. Now, here's what I want to tell you that's very interesting. That if you look at the days of Noah, all of the patriarchs, Adam begot Seth, Seth begot Enos, Enos begot Cana, Cana begot Mahalalel, Mahalalel begot Jared, then there was Enoch, and then there was Lamech, and then there was Noah. Okay, 10 generations. You will discover that one man lived to be 969 years of age. Yes, I believe that. His name was Methuselah, and he died right before the flood came on the earth. And the flood just wiped out everything. And Noah, actually the Bible says 8 souls were saved in the ark and they repopulated the earth. So all the righteous died, leaving only one person left. And that person was the sign that, hey, this is about to wrap up. This is about to end. And of course it did end. Now ministers move in life and death cycles, and it usually comes in threes. In other words, there's three leaders that'll be raised up at a certain time. Then you'll see three other leaders raised up at a certain time and three other leaders. And look, I've studied this, and again, this, I run out of time. Somebody said, I wish you had more time on manifest. Well, if I had the money, I'd go to a longer program, but we don't have that to pay all the bills for TV airtime. So, I want to share something with you. There's a series of ministers that are raised up at a period of time. It's like the 12 apostles. They all die, but John remains to write the book of Revelation. If you go to the book of Jasher, you'll see where all the 12 sons of Jacob went to Egypt and lived, and they all died. And when the last one living died, I can't remember who the last one was, but when he died, then there arose a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. And that's in your Bible, by the way, that statement is. So I want you to listen to this, and I want to share this with you. The men who fought the original battle for televangelism, and I don't want to name them, but you've got Daystar, Marcus Lamb, Paul Crouch, TBN, and all the others. They are all gone. All the original founders are gone except one. You have Pat Robertson, who's gone to be with the Lord. One still is living. And of course, he could pass away before this program was ever aired, but he's still living at this time. So when you begin to think about that one man, and his name is Jim Baker, and he's up there in years. I know him personally, him and his entire family. I've been on his program many times. He's the only one out of all the original people that were involved in getting television going, satellite television, Christian television going. All of them are gone but one. All right? And we find out that all of the prayer warriors who were involved in praying for people with needs and praying for the sick and fasting, did you know most of them are gone? There's only a few that remain right now who still have an emphasis on fasting and an emphasis on praying. Originally, and I can go back and show you this, there were 12 major networks, and now there's 5 that remain to preach the gospel around the world. Now, here's what I'm saying. Social media is now taking this information and sharing it with people that we've taught for 50 years, and I'm grateful for that. That does not bother me. I'm grateful for it. But there's a lot more God wants to teach you, and that's why it's important that you get these offers that we're coming out with that are brand new, because I don't take old stuff and rehash it. I don't take the stuff that's already out there and just put it in a book. This is revelation God gave me, and I want you to see this. I'll be back in a moment.
After 5 decades of ministry and keen biblical insight, Perry Stone has written his latest book, Hades, Kingdom of the Fallen, an in-depth and comprehensive study of the underworld. Using ancient documents, the original Greek and Hebrew meanings of biblical words, analysis of geological anomalies in the Earth's mantle, and other discoveries, Perry reveals unique insights into the structure of Hades. He analyzes the chambers that have imprisoned fallen angels from Noah's time, including the prison of 2 Peter 2:4 that God created at the fall of Lucifer. He reveals information about the chambers that hold souls of the unrighteous who have died. Perry shares biblical and historical stories of strange underworld creatures, including the spirits of ancient giants that became demons. He explores possible entrances to the underworld, lava rivers, burning pits, and brimstone deep within the earth, the Lake of Fire, and carved layers of caverns to authenticate the biblical teaching of Hades. This book answers your what, where, and why questions about hell, Tartarus, and the abyss. It explains when and why paradise was moved from the underworld to the third heaven. Perry covers topics such as the one and only time that hell will be emptied, why your generational bloodline can manifest traits of evil spirits, 12 prayer secrets for bringing unsaved family members to Christ. You will learn about these topics and much more. This new book offer also includes an eye-opening two-part audio teaching available in audio CD or digital download. The Abaddon Chronicles, Decoding the Abyss and the Scorpion Men. John described creatures with scorpions' tails and men's bodies that will be unleashed from the abyss. Perry explains ancient beliefs that these demonic creatures once existed on Earth and were believed to have guarded the underworld. They were confined to the abyss to be released for 5 months during the tribulation. Thousands of hours of information, revelation, and research have been condensed in this new book and the two-hour audio teaching. You will enjoy learning ancient mysteries and uncommon perspectives while having many of your questions about the afterlife answered, including the most vital question of all, what happens if you die without a covenant with God? The book, Hades, Kingdom of the Fallen, and the audio teaching, The Abaddon Chronicles, together are offer number AC-156, available for your donation of $30 or more. Order online at perrystone.org or call 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323, or write to us and enclose your $30 donation to Perry Stone Ministries, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320, and request offer number AC-156. We look forward to hearing from you today.
In the history of my ministry, I don't know when I have ever written a book or produced an audio teaching album that is more significant for this moment than right now. We have got to begin to share the Word of God in the deep part of the Word of God as it relates to eternity and what lies beyond this life. And I want to assure you that the new book that deals with Hades, the Kingdom of the Fallen, not only is it a great manuscript of history and Bible and word studies from the Old and New Testament, but there's pictures there, and also the album. So go to your phone, 1-888-21-BREAD, or go to perrystone.org and be one of the first individuals to get this brand new offer. We've never offered a combination like this in the history of the Manifest Telecast. We want it to be a blessing to you and your family. We want to see many souls come to the Lord as a result of it. Very quickly, I'm coming to McKaysville Church of God, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Saturday night, September 26th, Sunday morning, the 27th. And then we're coming to the main event now. Don't forget, the main event, there's no cost to attend. There's no registration fee for this 50th anniversary homecoming camp meeting, but you do have to register. Register at perrystone.org. And don't forget Pam's Fall Festival on Saturday. It begins about 12 noon all the way to about 5:30. And we give away some of the most beautiful gifts. Some of them are worth thousands of dollars. And we give those prizes away to individuals at the Fall Festival. We're looking forward to seeing you there.